No, stop. Gotta get Henry off.
He's trying to trip.
It's like the future of the world. Well, how you doing with judging? Any ideas?
About the same.
Perfect, we're talking.
Sir, I talked to John Dean from Popville. He's just finished up Friday. And he's on his way to LA. He says that,
How you gonna do Saturday now?
He says that, he spent better part of a couple of hours with Friday on just philosophy.
This morning?
Yes. A whole range of problems. Miranda, narcotics, juries, everything on that side that you could think of to talk about.
Busing?
Busing.
Forced integration.
House integration, all of this. He said that, finally, Friday said to him, John, you're gonna have to tell me what to say when they ask me about these things.
Oh, God.
He said, I wanna be with the president. And he said, there are a lot of these things, that there are a lot of things that I just don't know anything about. My practice has never brought me into, and that I just don't have any feelings on. I said, for instance, this Miranda thing. He said, I don't know where I stand.
Well, because they know what rule in Miranda was, or...
No, John said he discovered he didn't know the Miranda case, so then he pulled off, and he took it...
That was part of the practice, I mean, he does practice criminal law.
That's right.
But on the other hand, it's easy to understand, I didn't understand it either, part of criminal law, but I meant to. I mean, all of us that read a little know that Miranda has something to do with my law order.
Right.
That's my point.
I backed off the Miranda very well in 1962.
Well, you talked the hell of a lot about it.
I backed off this and said, John, you gotta tell me what this fellow has in his gut.
That's right.
Is he a conservative, get down in his gut?
That's right.
And John said, I can't tell you that he is. He said, frankly, I have a feeling that he's very intellectual about the things that he knows about. And that he's almost blank on everything else.
Sounds like a lawyer, John.
Yeah, it's a lawyer. Sure is. He's a legal machine. I said, well, now look, the president is really vitally interested in the answer to this question. Is this fellow a conservative? And I said, you've got to understand the importance of your answer to the question. He said, I understand completely the importance of the answer to the question.
John Dean says this.
Dean says this. He says, you're going to have to tell the president for me that I cannot assure him that Herschel Friday is a conservative.
Let me ask you another thing. Were you able to check his social media?
No, I haven't had time to do that.
Whether his wife likes the social
media? No.
You see, John, one thing is you can tell a hell of a lot about the people that you know. What influences what way their wives fall. My wife and yours, fortunately, for the right to lead on. But he's got a social life. She could come here and goddamn Georgetown said to
him. Well, I've met him before.
Well, I don't care what she looks like. I just want to know what she's socialite.
Well, I would say definitely not.
Think she's conservative?
Yes, I think there's one more charity. I don't do
charity.
Let me point out that also their closest friends are the fellow Louis Ramsey, who was the head of our school committee then.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas. Very fine, outstanding.
Good. Doing
very, very quiet. Now, let me point out, Bill Rehnquist got just together the opposite from John Dean. And let me point out also that I talked to John McCullough at great length Saturday morning.
What's wrong with that?
Well, actually, it's another one.
as long as he's a conservative, please.
Okay.
All right. Well.
I have to tell you what.
Sure.
Dean, I went back on him. He gave me a report this morning. And I went back on him, and it was rather specific. I also asked him to ask Frank if, when he had been in Washington, he had answered these questions for him. And particularly on the, attitude of the criminal side. And apparently, according to what Frank told John, nobody had it.
Bill Rumpus tells me he did, to the point that he came to the conservative. Right, and I have heard stuff for some period of time. That's one piece of his description to me, was that he had the same philosophy as the court of Bergen and Patton had. And,
you didn't have any case to go behind that.
Well, I talked about the specifics of the integration, the housing, the general philosophy of the criminal. I didn't get into the
way I ever
or weight or any of the rest of the theories that Schluter had, which
is sure.
Well, I think if you all have, but if you all have, it's not important,
reservations for that, I think it's good. We ought to get it back up here and,
somebody else might have an answer. The termination order is right there.
I'm sure we have reservations. You want to be.
I think the point.
Good, it's good to check them out, though, by God, after what Potter Stewart's done.
Well, there's one other facet. I think, Mr. President, you put your.
Potter's been pulled by the social section.
I think that this is the more important facet of this. What happened? To an individual when they're exposed to the intellectual of those
every morning. And going out every meeting, being lionized by Kay Gray and the rest. John gets awfully stuck there in a strong medicine.
So that's why I get a better gut reaction about his association, his clients, where he was brought up, where he went to school, who he associates with. Something that you might or might not know about.
Let me ask you, did you raise with John my thoughts to the way up?
No.
Why not take it out of the sun? Somebody totally. That we're damn sure of in terms of philosophy. How about your Brandon from Fordham Law School.
Mostly.
That'd be two Catholics, that's not true.
Well, it's, in addition to that, I don't see any pluses outside of the Catholic.
How about Clark?
Clark will be hung with the,
Eastman.
With the Eastman and the racism, more or less. If you want to get...
No, I don't.
If you want to get off the hook and just make it look good, all you have to do is go to Lewis Powell.
No.
Too old. 4 years old. Is that all?
No. Too old, don't you think? Don't you agree?
Mr. President, I feel very strongly that there's no reason putting people on there that are going to last 4 or 5 years and then they're gone, somebody else...
Or senile, which is worse.
That's correct. I don't believe in these old judges sitting up there and carrying...
Well, I don't want to appoint any judges over 60 years of age anymore, anybody, anytime. See, if you go to Powell, you have to go to Toro.
That isn't that an excuse, not to.
Well, we took a point to go there.
Well, I think we better go with writing. I've gone as a matter of judgment and everything, but you know, it is a gut reaction. You can't tell what the hell a man is going to do with a gut seeker. But if he says that he wants to do what the president wants...
John, why don't you go out and talk to him? And talk to the people down
there. Oh, Christ, no,
I don't think that would add anything.
Dean, you have confidence in Dean, don't you? Smart as hell.
Yeah, I have confidence in Dean, except Dean has lived in the world of government law, mostly in the criminal law.
He may expect the guy to be more professional.
And this is where he undoubtedly would be concentrating his profession, because this is what he knows. And of course, one of the pluses on Friday is that we, of course, is to get somebody to know something about business on that story. This is a plus.
Well, obviously, I think, first of all, let me say that the exercise of questioning him is worthwhile, John. You know what I mean? He's been questioned thoroughly. Now, when he gets up here, since he used the term, I want to do what the president does. I want him to know what the hell the president wants. And he got that most of doing. You know what I mean? At least we say that. I think he wants what he wants. This is quite something to go down to Arkansas, pick up a lot of Little Rock for him, put him on the Supreme Court. Huh?
No question about that.
Big deal.
It's also true of any city of the South. Possibility of South Miami or whatever.
All right, Atlanta.
Atlanta, that's where the real lips are. They're kind of put on a spell.
Oh, they're terrorists. Well, I thought you meant, like, I'm not a son. What it would mean to a man
who's not. No, I say, but outside of those cities of Miami, New Orleans, and Atlanta, the Little Rock is like the biggest of the rest of the cities. There's another factor in here that I had to do a big job.
I would put Edgar Hoover on the card.
I don't know, but I didn't think we'd get on the plan.
Just like that.
Sure. Well,
solve everything.
And by the way, in that story, that got the low shun down to talk to him today to see what thoughts he might have to see how we can move. He's pretty crafty.
So you got to talk to Hoover?
Or oh, until I talk to him first.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
You can't overshoot, but I think that having gone through the exercise, and I get him up here, and I grill a little bit Jesus on it before but let's decide in our own mind that that's the way we're going to go. Now, here, when do you think the bar will come on?
Hopefully this weekend.
If it does,
all day, and he's been trying to get it down.
If it does, we then could go on this on Monday if we want to.
Now, let me put another thing in here. Why in the hell would anybody who's got a liberal approach to life voluntarily go and represent the school board in a desegregation
I don't know how you put your minds, but in a town outside of Little Rock or Seattle, you don't have to have strong convictions to take a case like that.
You get paid.
You have to look at the way they built that firm up there. They were short of time by any form of shape or substance. And if anybody had a liberal bent as far as...
No, I don't black or concern, you don't...
Don't misunderstand.
...to buy that.
Don't misunderstand, there's no contention here that this guy has a liberal bent at all. The only thing John's afraid of is that he's a cipher on a lot of things. He has no strong convictions in the conservative direction. And his, the way he expressed it to me, I'm not worried about what he's going to say in the committee. So I'm worried about how he's going to be voting 5 years from now. Because he doesn't have a bedrock conviction on some of these. Now that's the question we're raising.
You can't be brought up at Little Rock and represent those clients and be selected by the bar and not have that big.
Well, the other factor that is interesting to me is that he's pretty close to Berger.
Herschel Price. Well, Berger was the guy that picked him out and first brought him to our attention.
The court is a great deal like our Congress. It's how you get along with other people and they kind of like to go together and they like to go against their friends and so forth. Another problem.
But you will have both Berger and Black with this guy as a reporter. And later will of course be taking him by the hand for the first 2, 3 or more years.
Well, let's decide on what's going on. You can't be sure of anybody, believe me. And but the main thing is to just give him one hell of a whack when he's here so that he understands that he's there to represent a certain point of view. That's terribly important. The good of the country requires it.
Did you say that he still was the president on these?
He said he knew where the president was. He said, John, you've got to tell me what to say.
What was that about the conference?
Yeah. We wanted to say what was necessary to confirm.
Oh, that's
right. We wanted to say what is right to be.
My idea is that he can be gotten ready to do a very good job on confirmation of pledging by what
he seems to be. Your calls is a hell of a...
Very much
right.
Yeah.
Very much. That sounds good. Let's do it.
Well, if we have any lingering doubt...
No, but there's another problem. Can't wait too long. We've got a hell of a problem here. I can see these people already wiped up their actions to put this over to the next term. I mean, the next session. If they go to the next session, they have a term. They know what's involved.
They can't do that with two guys.
No, but they might put one over. I'd like to get those two names up there and make these people confirm.
Well, we can structure this so that the Eastern Board hearing is May 1st. And then I will really want to
play email. That's good. God damn this thing to have some email. I don't know if it's good.
I know very well the Chief Justice. I suggest the Chief Justice that this might not be the smartest thing in the world for him to be doing at this particular time, reminding him of what happened to support. He said, I've got to see you this afternoon.
Did he get beaten Rock Creek Park?
I even suggested to him, and I had to talk to him,
I hope that he is still a little afraid we might put Berger on.
Berger on?
Or does he know we're getting to Friday? He may know.
I believe that he does after looking at the panel. I haven't told him something where.
Well, I have a little information on that item. Got last night from Connelly. Berger called Connelly. He said that he complimented by all this. Thought about it all and so forth and so on. And actually do it and hurt him on doing it. But if he's kind of the end of the line for it, his life is really in the Senate. He really would prefer that he not be me. Now forget you ever heard that. But I see what's happened here. Berger's Democratic colleagues. It shows you what a devilishly fancy booth this one. They are dying at your refund. And I bet you they, I don't know what, maybe Mike Nancy.
He must have gotten the price for that.
I'll bet he did. And they got him to call Conway. Of course, they would. Conway called me.
Well, you know, then you are a Republican, that's a very certain kind of thing, very aggressive box.
I don't know.
I'm going to die calling me about last night.
He's the worst, so I figured you don't listen.
He called me last night, I was, you know, going to be moved on. He said, but continued very much in consideration.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, and the Mike Mansfield, Ellen there, and Scott met today with Matthias on the hate resistance number one. And they have directed Matthias to return that to the Justice Department. We've got a letter on Chester's side, which is Kavanaugh. Matthias also told this precinct that there was another senator out there that had been delivered top secret papers from the same party in the other. And they told him to go and tell that senator that he better follow the same procedure. That the Senate was not a repository for such documents. So Fulbright has the Pentagon.
How did they get the papers?
Ellsberg delivered them.
But I mean, how did Ellsberg get them from Kissinger?
Again, from Kissinger.
I mean, from Kissinger.
A rant. Came out of rant.
This was probably.
Oh, yes.
It was lesson number one.
Can we stop that goddamn rant this now and all those things?
Not all of them, but almost all of them. And we've got rant close.
We also have foreign relations.
That's it. And they didn't have anything.
But this is a story that we shouldn't be citing. Mr. Fulbright has now been told that the Senate, individual senators, are not repository for, other than the committees, for top secret documents. And if they are, they have to come through the normal channel. Otherwise, the Senate will make the determination that they should be returned to the source. Now, Fulbright doesn't act on this. We might start to go back to it.
John, coming back to the Chief Justice, if he comes around first, I must not talk to him on this. I cannot be influenced on that. I've made up my mind on the Lily. Second, on Friday, we'll take it. But the way to do is to parlay to the Eileen very strongly to Byrd, because I have so much support in the Senate, I need to confirm. But if we were going to go over Friday because of his recommendation, that's the line there. With regard to Lily, I just think the time has come for a woman who's on point one. She's the one that's closest to his philosophy that I can find. Fair enough. He's got a, I know how he feels. I do feel exactly the same thing. And I just think how the first cabinet must have felt and had a long person sitting in there. Cuss.
Judge Lilly has maintained her bathing duty there.
Oh.
If she has, she's covered up for good. So
I know. Is that right? You saw her, didn't
you? I've seen her twice, but I want to see what the name is.
Maybe she doesn't have a good figure.
Well, I guess it isn't bad, but she doesn't wear stealth clothes. They're a little too stiff. Probably good for the woman that we're in.
She looks like most women study law.
Very heavily. Look at that. I don't know. The distinction of that.
The fat greasy that. Well, it's good exercise, and now when he comes in, I think you ought to. Well, could we shoot for a day? Should we shoot maybe for Tuesday?
That gives
you more time.
I probably would know by the end of the day that when Walsh would be able to get
this. We could go up for a Tuesday, Wednesday.
What do you have? I push him to do it on this Saturday, which is what they did last time, you know, Saturday. Or have to get there before Monday, because the lawyers aren't, of course. And hopefully we can
all right. Do it over. We could do it well anyway in terms of what we'd like to go over to these places. Now as far as how this is done, I think I have to see each before I go out. I have to see either Hanks or Darstone, you know, before I name them. I want each to come in to see me. Don't you agree with that, John? I would intend to make the announcement, so it's catched the blush of it too late. I would make it 3:00 in the afternoon, 3:30, rather than the morning, so they could come in the morning and make the announcement in the afternoon, catch the evening TV.
All right, but you're still gonna go on separate days?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to say, when I make the first one, I will make the other announcement the next day. So that they'll know that both are coming. Or I think I will say that. Or I'll say in the very, this week, later this week, I'll say probably rather than the other one. And my present plan is to do it with probably one of those office schools. I really think that I've got to get out and make a sale on each one. So if you agree, both agree on this one, but I ought to get up, as I did with Berger, present his credentials as well as I can. If that is live by itself.
In retrospect, two little tips that we might have brought, so he doesn't do it on it.
Right.
And this built up, and I think that's good. If you have said the motion.
Well, I think so too. I go out, I go out on Friday, practice law on it, and all the rest of it, I think I'm good and fine. Wife's a member of the Little Rock Garden Club. We support the United Jewish Appeal. I know. Put all that in.
Return the children. Yeah.
What's that?
Return the children. It's in picture.
Do they have every card of child?
No, I know it's not. That's been in picture.
That's nice. That's good. That's good.
This is Rockefeller.
Winthrop.
Yeah. Winthrop doesn't like him. No, I know that well. The Republicans are in our, I said Republicans, Bernard went on with Rockefeller, doesn't like him because he represented the school board. And,
well, that's an advantage.
Well, Mr. President, we still have to have, political credibility in the South in connection to the court appointment.
Right.
You back off to the bar.
Yeah. Well, if I represent, if one guy represents the school board, I think that is an advantage. That's what I mean. At least they'll think that he's, even though he may not have believed it, it's an advantage that he did.
Now, what, John, in this Rockefeller and Bernard thing, what Nelson, Winthrop Rockefeller did then was to qualify as black votes.
Yep.
But you're not going to get black votes voted for Rick.
Oh, for Christ's sake, no. Let me tell you, that is a concern to me. That Win Rockefeller is a drunk slob, and he's not going to, I'm clear with him, we're not going to do anything. We're going to point him and let him squeal. What can he do? Squeal.
Well, if he squeals, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Because he'll drive all of the white folks.
Yeah.
It'll ruin political.
He didn't have any pretensions anyway,
did he? Oh, yeah. He's got a political organization. He's got a lot of government.
I think he shouldn't tow over Congress, but he shouldn't tow over anything. But he damn well better lay off. He's a distinguished Arkansasian and all that business. I'll tell you this. Some of the Republicans go up the wall to Democrats. Of course, I like them. That's a incidentally, John, a point that I should make, but I intend to make, and have made, that I hear this proves that this was not partisanship, but philosophy. What do you think? Don't you think that's a hell of a point?
Absolutely.
I didn't appoint Republicans. I appointed two Republicans, not appoint two Democrats. That's a hell of a point. You see Johnson appointing any Republicans.
Well, he used the court for political purposes.
By God, if we aren't, we're crazy. We're using it for philosophical purposes.
Absolutely.